lender.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Libyan violence. The Middle East, is it stable? What are the most talked about topics this week on News Talk Radio and in the television world? We have Michael Harrison here to go over the charts for this week, the week ending March the 11th. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Thank you, Doug, and it's been a very interesting week indeed with lots of diversity of topicality of people talking about. We have sports at number 10. We have the NBA and the NHL, which are heating up into the pre-playoff mode. And you have the labor talks of the National Football League getting lots of attention. At number 9, we have the tsunami. At number 8, 2012 GOP hopefuls all starting to heat up the conversation about
Trump, though. Isn't it amazing that Trump's on the top of the heap? I find that fascinating.
Well, it's early.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it is interesting that people are looking at him and think he's it's interesting. I mean, I think it's fascinating, frankly.
You know, what we need is Trump heading up the ticket and Lady Gaga as the vice president. That would be, you know, they talk about a reality show.
Yeah, but I mean, it couldn't be any worse than some of the other prospects they got out there.
Well, I mean, the presidential race from the beginning to the end is a reality show, if you stop and think about it.
It's
a very real reality show, but it is. Mm. And at number 7, we have, talk about a reality show. Charlie Sheen's drama.
Right.
And that, of course, we could talk about endlessly. Number 6, oil prices and stock market activity, you know, inconsequential stuff like that. Mm. At number 5, the federal budget battle. We have at number 4, the turmoil over NPR. Boy, is that interesting.
Sure is.
Then we have at number 3, the Wisconsin Public Unions legislation. We have the House Islam hearings at number 2. And number 1, Libya violence and Middle East stability or instability, I guess we should call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the most talked about people. In the number 10 position, we have Roger Goodell, John Boehner at 9, Vivian Schiller and Ron Schiller, no relation, at number 8. Donald Trump and Mitt Romney at 7, Charlie Sheen at 6, Scott Walker at 5. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, Peter King, and not the football writer, the other one. And number 2, we have Muammar Gaddafi. And number 1, we have Barack Obama. And that's a capsule of conversation this past week on talk radio, according to the research of Talkers Magazine.
All right, so here's the ticket. Trump and Walker. Walker is a new, fresh face. Republicans seem to love him. He's sort of in the middle. He's not a hard wacko to the right. He's not a real Rockefeller Republican, but he's captured the imagination of a lot of people with that book that people are still talking about. That's why his name is there. And then Trump, man, there's a guy who really knows how to push buttons. And he said, I'd spend $200 million of my own money to get elected. And he's there. He's hot to fix a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of people hear him and they say, you know what, he's right. The rest of these guys, they all dance around their phony stuff, and it doesn't resonate anymore.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we were talking about off the air. What resonates with people? Things like the governor of Rhode Island. A new governor came in, an old political hack. He was a senator, Lincoln Chafee, congressman before that. He'd been in politics all of his life. And so he gets beaten as a senator, so decides to run for the governor. He's no stranger to talk radio, but his edict comes out. Nobody goes on talk radio. It works for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was wonderful fodder for guys in Rhode Island and elsewhere. The national people picked up on this. The arrogance of politics. It's almost like a weekend on ABC Wide World of Sports or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, he retreated on that. He's back on talk radio.
Yeah. Well, why?
Wisely.
Why do you suppose that?
He was afraid of me. I came out against him.
Oh, you didn't, Michael. You dastardly creature, you. Right. So speaking about that and what you're sort of focused on, what the people who are reading Talkers Magazine are focused on, this is one of the things that people like to listen to when you and I are talking, is some of the inner workings, some of the inside stuff that goes on. And the story, there's a story this week floating around that you had and the Talkers Daily site about Glenn Beck and his problems at Fox TV. I want to spend a minute talking about that. Why would there be problems if he's doing so well on the radio and his ratings are pretty decent on Fox television. Why would they be thinking about not renewing him?
Well, first of all, I don't know that they're thinking about not renewing him. That's a rumor that was floated around by somebody in the press that talked
about it. Probably doesn't like him. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it's possible that it's not even true. But if it were true, it has to do with the fact that it's hard to sell advertising on shows like that these days because of all of what they call the no-buy lists.
Yep.
And the fact that many mainstream advertisers don't want to be part of controversy. We have all kinds of political action groups out there boycotting and trying to boycott political talk show hosts with whom they disagree. It's totally legitimate to do it. It might be dirty pool, but it isn't against the law to do that. So that's been a problem they've been having with Glenn Beck particularly, because he's been the poster boy for controversy.
Well, a lot of others have had that problem to an extent. Limbaugh has had it over the years, and certainly Michael Savage, right? I don't remember his. I remember his real name, but I don't remember his air name for some reason. They always have that block.
Well,
as we're talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, Michael Harrison on The Countdown continues in a matter of moments.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money. Over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our million jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay, new Advil congestion relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil congestion relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. What motivates somebody to become a radio or television talk host? Over the years, you've been following people who have done well. They have come from all different walks of life. What do you think it is, or what have you observed, that in your mind makes people want to do this, want to get on the air, want to spout off, want to change or create change?
It's amazing you asked me that question, because I'm currently in the process of actually writing a book about talk radio, and that's a chapter or two, the talk show host mind. What motivates somebody to want to sit in a room for 3 hours a day and instantaneously pontificate about everything in the world, offering solid black or white opinions and never backing down or admitting that they could be wrong? I would say that it's a combination of a gigantic ego and a gigantic need for attention. Those are the two main motivations. There are as many different psychological motivations for why people do this business as there are people in it, because, you know, the human mind is very complex. But they all have a tremendous need to have attention. It's deep-seated and monstrous egos, a cross between egomania and egocentricity, that are two different manifestations of the ego. And that is really it. A lot of people have gone into it because they just love radio. Mm-hmm. And being a talk show host is like the ultimate black belt form of being a disc jockey.
Right.
It's DJs, and we don't see many DJs anymore. That's a dying art. But
yeah,
to be part of a radio station and pop culture and all that is kind of exciting. But to do talk radio, you don't play the records. That's a whole element that's gone. You are the record. And that's why I went into radio, because I loved radio, and then I went into talk because I thought that, wow, this is the ultimate challenging kind of radio.
Yep.
And a lot of DJs have evolved into talk show hosts because it is, as I said, it's the black belt form. It's the extreme form of being a radio announcer.
Yeah. I think maybe those of us who've been around and at it for a long time, and Rich McFadden, my producer, always says, don't tell people that you've been doing it for a long time. But I have I've come from the same basic route that you were just talking about, and it just seemed natural, and it isn't the same motivation as you're suggesting that people have today. And let me go one step further, again, sort of behind the scenes, but something that people are beginning to talk about actually on the air, and people behind the scenes are talking about one of the largest companies, one of the two, actually the two larger companies in our business. We all know that there's a company called Clear Channel. That always gets discussed, and it owns most of the, or at least the largest number of radio stations in our country. Now comes the Citadel Broadcasting Group, which bought all the ABC stations, like WABC in New York and KABC in Los Angeles, and the ABC Network, where Mark Levin is, and some other well-known hosts. It had been bought by a company called Cumulus, which now makes it the second largest of all of the operators. What does that do to offerings, to what people, a lot of people listening to this program now may not even know who owns the radio station they're listening to, but ultimately they're affected by it.
What it does is it basically centralizes the culture of all the stations that are under that corporate umbrella and creates a sameness. And also, the bigger the corporation, the less risks they are likely to take. So there becomes a sameness and a safeness that increases as the size of the company increases.
Yeah. So what does that do? What does that mean to the person who's listening to some of these programs that likes them or doesn't? Is there a change likely? Does this stuff mean that people and their ears will be tuned to something different? There's certainly a focus now on the so-called new media. We do that in your conventions every year. But more and more, the digital, they call it the digital age, the digital world of being able to listen to stuff. People want to listen to these conversations or participate in many of them or watch them. There's video and audio. But the mix of how you get it is going to change, and will it change more rapidly because of things like this happening, changes in ownership?
Because of time restrictions, I'm going to say all of the above. You brought up the rhetorical questions that really are the answer. These are the questions that we're all trying to study and understand at this time of rapid change.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with some pretty interesting insights into what's going on, as usual, in the world of conversation radio on the radio and the television here on The Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. So to bring you up to date here on what we're talking about or up to speed, Vivian Schiller was, past tense, the CEO of NPR, been there for a couple of years, intelligent lady, but not a good manager. That's been the fate of a lot of people. They have had folks who sort of believe in the mission, but they aren't great managers. She thought the comments were outrageous and unfortunate that we're talking about here. You just heard many of the comments in a conversation from a Fox television clip, Juan Williams and David Asman, talking about what has gone on there. She was pressured by NPR to leave. There's a post, this video from James O'Keefe, who is a conservative activist, showing Ron Schiller, the executive, calling a Tea Party, the Tea Party movement, racist, and saying NPR would be better off without federal funding. I've been saying that for years, and anybody who's got any real insight into what's going on understands that's the case. Let's move to a conversation taken from Steve Malzberg's radio program. Here he talks to Kerry Pickett from the Washington Times. This will be a great NPR bash because that's what Malzberg does. He's happy to bash him. Whether it makes any sense or not, you figure it out as you listen to this.
Explain this to me and to everybody else. These are two high-ranking, and I believe one of them is now Ron Schiller has quit and is moving on to somewhere else. But these people at NPR were hoodwinked by the same filmmaker, James O'Keefe, who has done this in the past. And they presented themselves as a group fronting for the Muslim Brotherhood, willing to give $5 million to NPR, and they got a lunch with these people, and this conversation was unreal.
Pretty insane, huh? Well, you know, first of all, it's need to clarify here for you that this Ron Schiller individual, he was going to be leaving NPR about 2 weeks ago, so that was pretty much pre-planned even before all this happened. But that being said, though, it was very interesting because it was about a two-hour lunch meeting between these NPR staffers and this fictitious Muslim Brotherhoodish, I guess, type of group. And they were talking about how, say, that there wasn't enough Muslim representation on NPR, and that Tea Partiers were a racist and a bigot. But what was very interesting, though, was that Ron Schiller himself, he said, you know, well, I happen to know of some top GOP donors who would never vote for a Democrat, but they voted for Obama because they just didn't like where the GOP had been moving more towards this gun-toting, middle America, you know, all-white type of faction. So he wasn't very complimentary towards not just the Tea Party, but also the Republican Party in general.
Yeah, he said that they're not just Islamophobic, but really xenophobic. He said basically they believe in sort of white, middle American gun-toting. I mean, they're scary. They're seriously racist mm-hmm. people. And then he went on to say how liberals, in his opinion, are more educated and more fair and balanced. They talked mm-hmm. about one of the fake Muslim Brotherhood guys said, hey, you know, we're so pleased with National Public Radio, the way they present the Palestinian issue. We like to call it, many in our group call it the National Palestinian Radio. Yeah. And the woman there, Betsy Lilly, she laughed. She said, I love it. I mean, these people are nuts.
Yeah. And what's also very interesting, too, is how they sort of look at America in general, because one of the things that they talked about was how it's the reason why NPR is perceived as liberal, not that reason why NPR is liberal, but the reason why it's perceived as liberal is because you have people who are against intellectualism. So they essentially look at being very intellectual as being very liberal because they say, well, gee, you conservatives look at academia as being very liberal, but academia is very intellectual. So I guess that puts NPR into the very intellectual category.
Yeah. All right. So that means intellectuals are liberal. Is that what it means? Okay. That's what she says anyway. What do you say? Call's coming up here in the countdown.
Live from Progressive. It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Directed.
Countdown. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here with our countdown. Coming up, a review of the budget battle and where we are there now. And this is one of the considerations, by the way. The NPR budget, it's only, what, $400 million only. Here we are. Like, you and I can identify with $400 million. $400 million that they don't need if they ran the thing like a business. And they have these begathons all the time. They have sponsorships. They have plenty of money. They waste tons of dough. This is all about ego. It's all about politics. And for once, I think that the people, say for once, but the people who are the denigrators of NPR, the people that are at NPR, they have the whole, their excess has come home to roost. That's really what this is about. So let's move the countdown show along to an excerpt from an NBC interview Andrea Mitchell did with Congressman Eric Cantor about the move to cut funding to public radio and television.
This was one fundraiser, a hidden video. We know that the guy who took the video is actually pleaded guilty on another charge. So there's a lot of controversy, let's just put it, about the way this video was taken. That said, we're talking about only 2% of the NPR budget. And journalism that is really not been criticized. It's unimpeachable in terms of the work that's being done in war zones around the world. So why go after NPR, even with this current embarrassment?
Well, all I can tell you, Andrea, it's the statements that were made that NPR doesn't need taxpayer funding. I mean, that sort of makes the case in and of itself. And so that's what we're concerned about. We're trying to figure out, finally, in Washington, how to do more with less. And they're going to have to be programs, laudable perhaps in their intent, that are going to be cut. We just don't have the money. We're trying to be honest with the taxpayers here. And given the fact that we've heard now from the people at NPR that they don't need government taxpayer funding, I think it sort of makes
one person who had already quit. Now he's moved up. Obviously, he's moved up his exit. He was supposed to leave in May. He's a fundraiser. He's not a journalist. He's not, you know, directly involved in the management. And we're talking about $89 million, 2% of their budget. So do you really think that, isn't this really a symbolic fight, a political fight? It has nothing to do with dollars and cents.
Well, obviously there are some differences, Andrea, with your statements about there's never been any criticism about their reporting. I think that there are many Americans who perhaps may differ with you. And again, the point really is, it's about government taxpayer dollars being spent. What are our priorities right now? Again, going back to the formula we're under, 40 cents being borrowed out of every dollar we're spending, it's unsustainable. We don't have the money. So everything's going to have to be cut here, but we're doing this so we can create an environment for the private sector to grow. That's the imperative right now. That's the priority. Again, a lot of laudable goals around Washington, but we need to start setting priorities and being honest with the people.
I just want to point out that NPR and the radio stations are saying that the elimination of federal funding for public broadcasting would be extraordinarily damaging to the services that they provide in rural America, on Indian reservations, not in the big cities perhaps as much, where other kinds of fundraising is possible, private fundraising, but in a lot of poor communities, it's their only news service.
Well, Andrea, as you say, it's a very small percentage of their budget. And again, I would just resort back to the statement, we've got to start prioritizing and learning how to do more with less, just as every American is having to do under these very tough economic times. And again, we've seen consistently that if it's a small percentage of the budget, they ought to be able to absorb it. And if you've got individuals within NPR saying they don't need government funding, then okay. I mean, you know, again, it's about making choices here. That's what we've got to do, again, like most Americans are having to do right now.
Congressman Aaron Cantor with, there's a bias there on both sides. You can tell where Andrea Mitchell's coming from. My God, oof. And talk about being obvious and not a very good journalist in that regard. She was very obvious, and Cantor was too. It's a specious argument. It's more money than what he's talking about, and it's time that we do have to. I mean, how many of us can afford all this extra stuff? NPR will do just fine. NPR has a loyal audience. They do things very well. They have good ratings in any market where they are. They equal or best whatever other talk radio there is on either the AM or the FM dial. They'll be fine. 800-510-8255. A couple of more bits and pieces of our overview from talk radio and talk television. This clip comes from MSNBC, where Mika Brzezinski talks to a panel. Let's see, Carl Bernstein's on it, Mike Barnicle, John Heilman from New York Magazine. They don't really think much of this whole story, apparently.
This video clearly highlights
yada,
the fact
yada, yada, yada.
This has been going on for 40 years, this cultural warfare, and it's time to desist.
Could this story be any more tedious, John Heilman?
No, only if it involves Charlie Sheen.
Why doesn't NPR just sign up, along with every other federal agency or whatever, everybody receiving federal funding, to take a 15 to 20% haircut across the board and end it?
Well, I actually agree with Schiller when he says that it not only would it be better for NPR to not take public subsidies, but it'd be better for all of us, because as soon as that happened, we would not have to listen to this totally mind-numbing debate over and over again. Eric Cantor does not need any video to make the point that he's making. His argument is NPR should never have any funding. You know, the video is a convenient prop for him to use in this argument.
Now,
the video has nothing to do with NPR's journalism. All we really should care about is there bias in the journalism or not? I don't really care what some development VP thinks.
Carl?
What's the difference? Is the journalism biased? Is it not? If it's biased, there's an argument. If it's not biased, there's not an argument. End of story.
The problem is it's a red herring. It's part of this larger cultural debate that every talisman that involves a shibboleth such as NPR or on the right, something similar, the left has its. We got to come to some kind of consensus in this country in our political debate about what's important. This is not important. NPR has a real function. It plays more country music than almost anything.
There you go.
For the red state folks, let's get on with it.
The secret tape, and this is the second time something like this has been in the news. What comes to mind is the prank call with Governor Scott Walker. And I'm cringing, although we cover it. We have to, I guess, right?
Yeah, you have to. It's a half-minute news story, and
this guy said, by the way, this is not He made very clear that he was sort of speaking on his own.
I think, look, it's a non-story. The real story is, why do we continue to have this debate instead of being on the merits? It's about a fundraiser and what he says. He's not important.
All right, but what is important is the merit. They don't need the money. And so, you know, if you look at this, at some point, somebody's got to have some realism here and figure out what to cut. I mean, for God's sakes, they don't need the money. 800-510-8255, Jim in La Habra, California. Hello.
Bob, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know, have you calculated how much of your tax dollar actually goes to NPR?
I don't care how much of my, I don't want any of it to go.
Well, I heard it's only $1.35.
$1.35 out of what?
Out of your tax-paying dollar per year.
Well, how do you know that? You don't know what I pay in taxes.
No, it's on average, though, per citizen.
It shouldn't be a dollar, whether it's $1.35 or 35 cents. They don't need the money. There's no reason for them to have taxpayer dollars. There's a lot more. We need to build roads. We need to fix the education system. Every time you take a penny here, that's a specious, foolish, ridiculous argument. You can pick any number of things that the government funds. They would be much better off spending the money on the space program or something like that, or some scientific program. There is nothing that comes from this, nothing that comes out of NPR that wouldn't come out of NPR without the federal funding. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
That is not true. That
yes,
is
it
not
is true.
True.
It's most assuredly true.
Most of NPR's funding comes through commercial sponsorship.
Yeah, so?
So
that's
there
the
you
way
go.
It should be. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it ought to be.
Well, there you go. Then you should be happy.
I'm not sure what we have a bad cell connection, but I think you said I should be happy. I'll be happy when the money dries up for NPR. Bobby is in Pennsylvania, public radio and television. His skew on this.
I think that PBS, it's done a wonderful job. I mean, between the children's programs like Sesame Street and Reading Rainbow. I mean, now Republicans are trying to, you know, throw Big Bird out in the street. But I think one of the concerns about going private is that since it's public, it's not really ratings driven. And if it goes private, you risk it becoming more some sort of bias or desperate to get ratings. And the one thing about PBS that was good about it, that people can overshadow that. It was a really objective news source. So, I mean, you risk that when you go private. So as a public entity, it's really an objective news source that people can get the news from an unbiased lens.
Sir, you're ridiculous. You don't know what you're talking about. You sound foolish with that. To suggest that they wouldn't survive by going private, the same management is, all of this stuff is complete nonsense. You can tell when you've hit a hot button with me. This whole argument is ridiculous. They don't need the money. They are biased. They do a good job. A lot of people listen to them. They'll be just fine. Here's Eric in Georgia.
My answer is they should not go private. In 1986, Ronald Reagan and the fascist Republicans got rid of the Fairness Act. The Fairness Act kept corporate media from unfairly publishing news stories. Now, corporate media is legally allowed to give the American people propaganda or misleading information, i.e. Fox taking one of its anchors to court and saying that that anchor had to do whatever Fox told them to do. Essentially, all of these pundits on TV are corporate agents giving the American people corporate propaganda. We either need the Fairness Act or we need nonprofits only to provide information to the American people so they can decide who to vote for in the elections.
All right, another caller that's off there. All of this stuff is not going to stop. Trust me. We'll continue. The budget battle is a good thing to focus on next on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HDTVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugging to the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Mermaid, listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the items on the countdown for the last number of weeks, the battle over the budget, a focus on what we're going to do, what we have, we don't have, as this whole discussion of government shutdown continues. Here's Bill Manders at Talk Host talking to Congressman Dean Heller of Nevada about the extension that was passed and what happens after this extension runs out.
You guys have extended the ability for the government to continue to work for another 2 weeks. Why just 2 weeks?
It was very, I believe it was the right move for the Republicans to put, I think it put the Democrats in a box. They had no choice, but they had to support it. It added $4 billion in cuts, which is right in line with the $100 billion that we said we were going to cut for the rest of this fiscal year. And the Senate Democrats had no choice, but they had to accept it. That, I believe, put the Republicans in control of the budget process by getting the Democrats to have to support that. So I think it was a very good move by the Republicans themselves to get in the position of not whether or not we're going to cut the budget, but now the question is by how much. And I think that that's what that two-week move achieved.
What happens in 2 weeks?
2 weeks? Well, obviously within the next 2 weeks, we go back to the negotiating table and see if we can hammer out, see if we can get the Senate to accept the continuing resolution, H.R. 1, that we passed 2 weeks ago that included the $61 billion in cuts. If the Senate doesn't accept that, I'm certain that we will hand them another temporary continuing resolution that will also include enough cuts in it that it'll keep us within that gap of $100 billion in savings. if it takes us three or four times, but as long as those cuts are in there, and as long as this budget is moving in the right direction, you're going to see Republicans supporting it.
All right, so here's my read. The reason we played this, is a conversation that was taken, took place last week. To put it into perspective, listening to what they said and what they will say and what they did and what they will do, what do you think in terms of weighing in on the financial situation, what we ought to do, cutting the budget? Do we start with NPR? Your call's up next.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the legal expert for the Countdown Show, and in that capacity, every week we take a look at three or four items. Well, it depends on how much time we have and how thorough he examines some of the issues that have legal ramifications or legal implications. And I suppose we ought to start, Steve, with number three this week, the continuing saga of the public unions. The first distinction that I've tried to make through all of this is the difference between the private sector and union organizations, and in my own spin, the need for the unions there versus the public sector not necessarily needing them. And things that people don't understand, like the federal government, the workers that are in unions, there are, what is it, whatever that union is, they can't bargain. They have no bargaining power whatsoever. So how do they arrive at whatever settlements they get or whatever wage and extras that they have? How do they get there if they don't bargain?
You know, that's where it's difficult. It is a matter of, to a great extent, federal workers, their rights are limited. On the other hand, traditionally what has been the situation is, although the salaries at one time were not necessarily comparable to the private sector.
Are they better than the private sector?
Well, now they are. The benefits were better, and now you have both. You know, it used to be you may have gone there because it was substantial retirement and other benefits, typical government thing of put off till tomorrow what the issue is.
That is paying for the benefits that you've given these people who basically contributed to your campaign, and that's why they're getting the payoff from the politicians, and why that's legal, why that continues, why people aren't putting two and two together there to understand the reason that our taxes are as high as they are is because the politicians whose positions have been paid for by all of this campaign graft from any organization you come up with, unions certainly high on that list, so the unions get paid off. Meanwhile, the public says, huh?
Yeah, and the problem is that when you say the legal issues there, the legal issues are pretty clear. This stuff is illegal that goes on, but what you need is you need someone in a position as a an attorney general to actually stand in there and stand up and enforce the law. So that's the real problem. The laws are there, but there's not a real willingness to enforce them.
They haven't had a good attorney general for a long time, and this guy is no exception to that. He's horrible. Man, you're talking about waffling up and down and sideways. Wasn't there some judgment last week that came out? They had, there was some policy they'd established. I'm trying to remember what it was, and then they abruptly changed it about going after somebody. I don't know. It wasn't the Gitmo group, but I can't remember who it was. They'd been saying all over 2 years, nope, we're not going to do that, and then they changed their mind and say, and the law hasn't changed. So how has your interpretation changed? And doesn't that show the vagaries of the law, or at least interpretation of the law? Here's a group of words on a page. What does that mean? Why isn't there some way of finding out what it means that's specific so that we don't have to leave it to this guessing game or the politics of all of this?
Well, you know, this is where the media does fall down too much and doesn't hold these politicians' feet to the fire, particularly attorney generals who are supposed to be enforcing laws and to explain themselves on shifts. I mean, there are things like even the government position on the Defense of Marriage Act, and I'm against the Defense of Marriage Act. But
I think that was it. This may be the issue I'm talking about. Yeah.
The government was going to, at first, defending it, and then it's not defending it.
Right.
And now you have Speaker Boehner saying that the House is going to send in a defense team for it. You know, it's very hard to have faith in a system with these kind of vagaries.
Yeah, it's weak. Charlie Sheen and the suit, $100 million aimed at the studio, the producers, et cetera, do you have any grounds?
Not much. And this thing, I teach media law at Bentley University, and boy, Charlie Sheen, every day there's just a new twist on this thing. We haven't seen his actual contract, but what's being leaked through is he can be terminated for cause, and now all of a sudden they're saying, after we heard that, you know, he was always able to hit his mark and do his lines, that now they had to rearrange furniture so because he was leaning up against them, he was missing lines. They're also invoking a provision usually used for sex crimes, moral turpitude crimes, saying that his involvement with drugs violates that. Chances are they're going to be able to fire him, but if what Charlie's lawyers are saying is accurate, there is a provision in his contract that says if the show goes on without him, he gets paid. And this was something that was originally in Michael J. Fox's contract when he came down with Parkinson's. So I think you'll eventually see a settlement, and this show is such a cash cow, they'll all walk away with money.
All right, there it is. Let's get into acting right away. Get on that bus for Los Angeles. I'll see you here. That's Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the legal expert for The Countdown Show.